But wanting to touch on something, wanting to try to bring together and show you how koans and what koans are doing. And it's none of this is outside of the Dharma. There is nothing outside of the Dharma. There are just these marvelous contrivances that we work with. See, to pull us out of our head. And that's the secret. See, and I've talked to several of you today, and I've been talking to people during the week. We actually have people, you know, who come in who are quite frightened about the circumstances that they're experiencing. See, and I want to say one thing here again, particularly for this group. See, now, we don't have any, well, we have a couple of people. I don't know what their understanding of Dharma is, but I simply can't continuously, I'm going to just talk the way I am, and I hope that it'll have some meaning. See, but I once tried to get people to see this Dharma, this now. And this is the important point. It is this simple. See, we try to exist. I had a nice letter from Hoso off on the side. Hoso's mother is in the process of dying, and I got a letter from her. She had sent me an email the other day, and there was no message. There was just a message from Hoso, and there was no message, nothing. So I responded, and I said, I'm just assuming that that was a Zen message. And so I'm giving you my Zen answer. I said, maybe. And she sent me back an email last night saying, Samadhi, Samadhi, how wonderful, how wonderful. That's how we're communicating, you see. So anyway, this Samadhi, don't make it complicated for yourself. And we're going to look at Dogen again. See? Wake up now. And this now is right now. Just don't engage, see, in the conversation in your head. Just be aware. And also be aware of the thoughts in your head. See, now don't try to suppress the thoughts. That's the worst thing that you can do. Because that act of suppression, see, gives it more juice. See, that's the reinforcement of the behavior of discriminating, delusional, egocentric thinking that keeps it going. That little mind in your head, that's the egocentric mind. See, the Bodhidharma, the great Bodhidharma, we refer to that as the mind of passion. See, because that's where the junk spews out. And we know from where we were working Thursday night, the night before, and wherever Dharma is truly being manifest, see, it is always this state of awareness. And it is there with each one of us. See, it's a most amazing kind of thing. See, there are no barriers except for what I erect in my thinking mind. But you can't overcome that by trying to suppress your thoughts. And that's what we often do when we begin. And we will do that because we really don't know what else to do when we sit down. Because even though the teacher tries to make it very clear, just do your practice. The egocentric mind, the mind that's jumping around for some of you right now, see, that has to have movement. They call it monkey mind. When you're trapped in the emotions, we can call it wild horse mind. If you haven't been around horses, you won't see why that is actually a marvelous metaphor for it. Because a horse is so powerful and so big, see, and if you get in close where he is when he's moving around, see, he just takes you along with him. And the emotions do that. See, monkey mind is the thing that sits there and chatters, 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 chatters. For some of you now, chatter, chatter, chatter. See, trying to analyze, trying to understand what I'm saying. Don't try to understand. See, do like Roshi did with me. Be stupid. Don't try to understand what I'm saying. Simply sit there, awake. See, that's the samadhi. Now, see, there is a power in the now that is stunning. We have a couple of people. I was discussing it with one of the students here today. See, if you wake up right now, you can always take care of this moment. And I used as an example some time ago, see, a soldier on a battlefield. You can go into Iraq or Afghanistan, see, have a soldier horribly mutilated. Lying there in a pool of blood, bones, shattered limbs, missing, see? And if you can catch his attention or her attention, see, say, you, you, yes, yes, can you handle this right now? Don't think, right now, can you be here? They'll tell you without fail, yeah, I can handle this. In the back of their mind, they may be screaming, but I can only do it for this instant. Get me some relief. But yeah, I can hang here with you for a moment. There's the power. There's the magic. This instant is all there is. And if you get caught in the material movement, see, this is the shifting illusionary world, and we know that. Hoso is sitting beside her mother. The doctors again have said, it's still the same prognosis. See? And we shouldn't be surprised at that. See, this ephemeral world, we become attached to it. We stick to it. See, why? Because I'm trapped in the six senses. See, this skin bag. I am caught in my head. I'm caught in my hearing. I'm caught in my seeing. I'm caught in my smelling, my tasting, my feeling, and my thinking. Are you thinking now? Are you trying to understand? Don't understand. See, that's why I like the great masters, like Yan Wu said to them, why are you here? I have nothing to teach. See, wake up. See, anything that I teach is putting another head on top of your head. You are perfectly functioning Buddhas if you're in the state of samadhi. That's the state of being awake. And much like the soldier, many of you have been hurt. See, and you always could take care of them. If I could, what? And you even had a sense, I can hang here. See, Hoso can be frightened. She can be in grief. And yet, I say, can you hang? Yeah, I can hang here. As a matter of fact, what she tells me, and anybody, we got folks here could demonstrate it for you also. See, that if she stays in the state of samadhi, awake now, you function quite in an amazing way. In an amazing way that you cannot believe. You transform the universe that you inhabit. Now the point is, don't grab an intellectual understanding of this. Throw that away. Don't understand, because any understanding is another head. See, so where I've been trying to get us to go, see, wake up now. See, this is the whole point of Buddha Dharma. See, and I've been trying to see how all of the most amazing aspect in the contrivances is the hazy moon. And any temple where living Dharma is practiced, see, is the raft that the Buddha gave. You, again, you come here. There are rules and regulations, and you will resist them. Those of you who have sat sashins, you know that. You'll want sashin to be the way it is. And some of the great stories you had, like with Wagyu, see, who was, is no longer with us. See, Madhura priest here. See, and this hazy moon for him transformed his life. And he lived at the Zen Center, was a friend of mine for a total of probably, I don't know, 34 years, 33 years, 30 something like that. See, but something blossomed here for him. And those of you who are here, you can talk to Gendo. He pushed the envelope. He would have Gendo crawling the walls, see, constantly trying to force it into his image. And like I said, it's like a cookie cutter. See, there's all of this dough rolled out on the table. That's you. And it's sloppy. It's all over the place. See? And then we take a cookie cutter called Buddha Dharma, hazy moon, and we stamp it down in the center. And the stuff that's important is right inside that cookie cutter. The rest of it, see, is all of this junk that doesn't add to the amazing, beautiful form of the cookie. See? So you come here, and you have to adjust. You sleep under circumstances, crowded. See, give it up, give it up. Don't become trapped in that. Turn the light inward. Well, I don't like to sit and eat Oreoke. Give it up, give it up. That's as it is. Work with as it is. Because if you don't learn how to do that, you will never find the doorway, see, into the great nirvana. See, and that's the place of great rest, and it's not annihilation. Not at all. The great Obaku said, I do not preach the doctrine of extinction. See, but you can't carry the neurotic, egocentric mind that sets up the scene of duality. See, so we have this amazing treasure that you have to adjust to. When you come up here, we have a form. you have to. Well, I don't want to do that for him. Well, I don't like to do service. I was when I didn't care for it. See? But slowly something begins to happen. Slowly you begin to come up here. And then you find that the subtlety, see, of the practice begins to take place. You no longer resist with the same passion, the same vehemence, see, necessarily the form, but you're damn sure and certain of where some people sit and some people stand. And that gets to you. See, you begin to see the subtlety. See, and oh, lo and behold, when you get to see the pretty feathers, see, pretty soon we'll have a brown robe or two around, see, and watch yourself. See, the old bowels suck up tight air. See, doesn't bother me a bit. Sons of bitch. I hope he falls down the stairs. See? See? Watch yourself. The practice is about you. If you don't transform, when you reach that place where Hoso's mother is, you're going to be in serious trouble. You're going to be frightened. See? You're going to thrash about. And it may not be years away. See? You don't know. See? When all of a sudden the light's going to dim. See? And you don't know if it's going to come on again. Like I loved Ishan's thing, where he was talking about this on a Thursday night. He said, quite marvelously, he said, do you understand? You're just not going to show up one day. I love that. You're going to be absent when roll call is there. See? And then it's too late. And folks, we don't have to live in that place. We look at the crisis that's all around us. We look at the insanity. And then, like downstairs, we say, hey, are you okay? We have a place to sit. See, we have a roof over our head. We're even going to have something to eat. The great Basso said, since I've entered the way, he said, there's never been a moment when I didn't have adequate salt and sauce. I liked it. When I said that, Mason said, see, you're even getting the condiments. See, it's that, it is this most amazing thing that we are. Now, we've been trying to follow the flow of practice. And see, we have all sorts of preconceived notions. We can't just do the practice. See, and it isn't enough just to do it here. But I want to talk, I'm going to use Dogen to carry us along a little further. Because there will be those who say that Dogen didn't approve of koan practice. That's not true. And any of you who practice with my teacher, see, well, no, there were 300 koans in the Shobo Genzo that he told you to examine carefully. See. But here, Dogen says, awakening in the marketplace. Where is the marketplace? That's where you are right now, in the marketplace. That means it's at your work, if it's at your home, see, if it's out on the street, if it's in the Zen center, see, if it's jostling to go to a concert. If you're at a museum, that's the marketplace. Wake up. See, that's the marketplace where you sit. And he says, awakening in that. He said, in this floating life, see, fame and profit exist only for a moment. And some of you really know that today. You hear the cry in the wilderness here. And this, folks, remember, he is telling you the way it is. This was not only a spiritual genius, but he was an intellectual genius. See, this is the ephemeral world. Hoso's mother was a well-to-do family. What good does it do her now? See, most important, and in this moment, one of the most amazing things, as this daughter, see, sits beside her in samadhi. And I talked about this the last time. And the mother all of a sudden called her over on one moment and said, I want you to know that I have been critical of what you've been doing. She says, but having been in this hospital for a month, she said, I now think I'm beginning to understand. And then she wanted a closer conspiratorial. She said, come here, here. And she said, I want you to know that here inside these four walls, there is no other place that I'd rather be.